WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. Today's date is the 28th of Dhul Hijjah, 1443, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 28th of July, 2022. Our topic today is on the Islamic calendar, and we'll be discussing all about the Islamic calendar. Our Mufti Sahib has just entered. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, the first question is, what are the supplications that we should recite when viewing the new moon?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem, Amma ba'd, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us take for example this year. Today we know Thursday is the 28th of Dhul-Hijjah 1443. So tomorrow, Friday evening after Maghrib Salat, we should then be scanning the sky and looking and searching for the new moon and the crescent. Now let's say that the moon is sighted and we have and receive confirmation from the various ulama, then we read three du'as are mentioned in various different compilations. Number one, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. These words, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. And look at the richness and glory and beauty of the Arabic language, Hilal. What is the meaning of Hilal? Raf'u Sawt, to raise your voice. The first three nights, it is called Hilal. On the 14th night, the moon is called Laylatul Badr. And the waxing, waning of the moon, increase, decrease, that is called Qamar. Now you juxtapose and compare that with English. What you will say, moon, you will say crescent. One, two other words may be finished. Arabic, every three nights, remember you have a different name for the moon. And that's why Arabic was, is, will always be the language chosen for the Quran Sharif. It will never become archaic and out of fashion and so forth. That it is always, you must remember, used for all Quran in Jannah and so forth and so on. So that is what we should try and understand as well. So the first dua, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, mentioned in Abu Dawood. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, make us, meaning that the one that is the Ummah that we enjoy this month, that would Hilalu Khairin wa Khairin, goodness, wa Rushdin and righteousness. So that's the first dua. Simple dua, three words. Second one, narrated by Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu. He's buried right next to Majidul Aqsa. And remember his wife, Umme Haram radiallahu anha, buried in Cyprus. So he states, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the following dua when the new month, every lunar month you read these duas. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Thereafter, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Ya Allah, I ask of you the best of this month. So this is Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu, the reporter, and the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. The third one, the hadith is authentic and sahih, and for us in South Africa, how important, significant it is. Allahu Akbar, Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam wa tawfiq. O Allah, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us with safety, security. You protect and preserve us, O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam. And you grant us that ability that, Ya Allah, we do all the good deeds and say the right speech. Wa tawfiq, that is tawfiq, that is the grant us the ability, capacity. Lima tuhibbu wa tarda, to say that and to do that which is beloved to you, pleasing to you. Rabbi wa rabbukallah, Ya Allah, you are my sustainer, nourisher, and the provider of the celestial creation as well. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman, wa salamati wal islami wa tawfiq, Lima tuhibbu wa tarda, Rabbi wa rabbukallah. So Friday night, if the moon crescent is sighted, that will usher in the month of Muharram, and then Saturday will be the first, and the new year also. In Islam, there is no wine, dine, and swine and celebration. It's time for reflection. We're going nearer to our death, nearer to the day of Qiyamah, and so forth. And remember that if it's not sighted, then Saturday night and Sunday will be the first of Muharram, 1444.
Mufti Sahib, what is the virtues of Muharram?
The virtues of Muharram are mentioned in the Noble Quran, mentioned in the Ahadith Mubarakah, and we have to break it up into three different parts. The Quran Sharif in Surah 9, Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36. Almighty Allah speaks of our calendar. Inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allah ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. That verily the amount and the number of months by Almighty Allah in the book of Allah are 12. Now you see today, if you look at Islamic calendar, Muharram, Safar, then Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah. You look at Gregorian calendar, January, February, November, December, 12. But remember, it's not like that. So our calendar, Islamic lunar calendar, Quran says, Yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. And it was already ordained, prescribed by Almighty Allah, the day Allah created the universe. So it is from time immemorial, our Islamic lunar calendar. Juxtapose and compare this with the Gregorian calendar, you will see that they have September, Sept means 7, October, Oct means 8, November, Nov means 9, December, Des means 10. So it shows that the Julian calendar originally was 1st of March was the new year. That's how September becomes 7, October, 8, November, 9, December, 10. Then Pope Gregory comes and he's running around with the idol. The idol is called Janus. And then January comes, February comes, another idol. And yet they could not come right. So they cooked up and hatched up a plan. They say, let's make some months 28, some 29, some 30, some 31. And therefore they say that at the fourth year, every 4 years, they will have a leap year. And that will be 29th of February. So if the poor guy now, he was born on 29th of February, because they have birthdays and all, we don't have all this. So what happens is, he will have to wait for his birthday every 4 years. So look at the inconsistencies. Islam, 29 days, crescent is sighted, next is first. Moon, crescent not sighted, then 30th and then first. Simple. Person in the metropolitan, cosmopolitan area, in the jungle, on the forest, and the ocean. So you just look up, you will have an idea what the date is. So everything of Islam is natural, and everything of theirs is called artificial intelligence and so forth and so on. So therefore, we must never suffer from a complex, and we must say, and from the bottom of our heart, not the tip of our tongue, that Islam is the best, and remember, we want to share it with the rest. So from these 12 lunar months, minha arba'atun hurum, that 4 are sacred and holy months. The Quran is silent, it doesn't tell us. Surah 9, verse 36. So we go to chapter 16, verse 44. Wa anzalna ilayka dhikra litubayyana lin-nasi ma nuzzila ilayhim wa la'allahum yatafakkarun. We reveal this reminder to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you explain to people in detail. Bayan, explanation. Tabiyin, detailed explanation. مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ What is revealed to them, وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ So that they wonder, ponder and reflect. Chapter 16, Surah Nahal, verse 44. Go to Bukhari Sharif, you will find what are the four sacred months. ثَلَاثٌ مُتَوَالِيَات The three consecutive months, ذُلْقَعْدَةٌ ذُلْحِجَّةٌ مُحَرَّمٌ and the month of Rajab. So what we mean that those are sacred months. Automatic ceasefire, no combat, no war. What is the rationale, wisdom behind it? Zulqa'dah, the month of sitting, people have a safe passage. They go to Makkah. Zulhijjah, they will be there in Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, all that, perform the Hajj. Muharram, so that is the month that is respected. Again, free passage to come home. Qudubul Hujjaj, the Hajjis are coming home and so forth. So therefore, the three consecutive months. Then why Rajab? During the course of the year, you have a safe and free passage. You can go and perform Umrah and so forth. So that is the virtue of Muharram. It is one of the four sacred and holy months. Then you come to Sahih Muslim, Tirmidhi Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afdalu siyam, ba'da siyami Ramadan, shahrullah al-Muharram. This is Sahih, authentic hadith. So it's mentioned in Targhib wa Tarhib, it's mentioned in Tirmidhi, Sahih Muslim, that we all know Ramadan fast is compulsory, mandatory, and the other 11 months, the best month to fast, according to this hadith, which is authentic, is the month of Muharram, Shahrullah. You know, Al-Idhafa li-Tashrif, Allah is elevating it, Naqat Allah, the she-camel of Allah, because it was not the conventional manner, male-female mating and so forth, Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So Shahrullah, the month of Allah, everything belongs to Allah, but Allah is elevating its rank and status, and Wahi comes and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to us, and the month of Muharram.
Mufti Sahib, how did the Islamic calendar start?
Remember that when you study the history of calendars, so you call calendar in Arabic At-Taqweem. So our calendar is called At-Taqweem ul-Hijri with a qaf, ta Taqaf, Taqweem, Wow, Ya Meem, At-Taqweem ul-Hijri, the lunar calendar and so forth. So remember, people who take the major, major significant events and then they would call it, for example, Amut Tufan, the year of the deluge, the year of the floods. Oh, you must remember that they will take, for example, that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam ascending the throne in Egypt and so forth. So the year of, you must remember, Amul Jama'ah, where he and his pair, his father and them and brothers, they met and so forth. They were united and so forth. Like that, they would take significant incidents and so forth. That Amu Ibrahim or Amu Najati Ibrahim, how Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was saved, you know, from the inferno and the fire. Or Amu Najatu Yunus alayhi salam, how he was saved in the belly of the fish. So we take Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak, honorable auspicious birth. What you say? Wulid al-Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Am al-Fil. That during the year of the elephant, he Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak, honorable birth took place. 55 days or so in the month of Muharram, we find Abraha came with his elephants, big, huge elephants. He was jealous, burning with rage and fury. Why people are going to Makkah Mukarramah? They must come there to Yemen. And he wanted to demolish, abolish, Allah forbid, the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah, Allah forbid. He came right till, if you know, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifa, M3 constitutes the Haram. So between Muzdalifa and Mina, till today, there is a gap, no man's land. Wadi Muhassar, so there he was stopped in his tracks. And there the small, tiny little birds, wa arsala alayhim tayran ababil, tarmihim bihijaratim min sijil. They came and they destroyed him and his elephants and everything. So it shows that how Almighty Allah protects the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So that happened there. So Amul Fil, after 55 days or so, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Milan Mubarak, honorable birth takes place. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now you go on, you see that you will say that Amu Badrin or Amu Khaybar, Badr, second year of the Hijrah, Khaybar, the seventh year of the Hijrah, like that they used to use. But they did not have a real formal calendar that was really implemented. You see, 8 year, Amul Fathi, the year of conquest of Makkah in Ramadan. Amu Hajjatil Wida, that the year of Amin's year, of the farewell Hajj, the 10th year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq's time, same thing. Now we come to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu's time, and this is called Awwaliyat-e Umar, the reforms what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu brought. And mashallah, I will really suggest for the ulama students to read the book Akhbar-e Umar by Allama Tantawi rahimahullah. Excellent book, Akhbar-e Umar. So in there the details are written. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is in Medina Munawwara, and the Islamic empire is expanding, extending, so many victories Allah is giving them. The booty, spoils of war is coming in. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, his name Abdullah bin Qais, is there in Yemen, and Ash'ari. So he writes a letter to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and says, you know, arrikh lana, we must have a calendar. Your letters are coming, our letters are coming, we're getting confused. We don't know which one came first, which one came last, and so forth. Sayyidina Umar said, Shay'un Hassan, is a good idea. Now Mashura, Shura consultative committee, the great, great Sahaba are there. So some people said, start with the Milad, the birth of a personality. That was rejected. So then the Ummah will just have celebration and so. Hey, mort of somebody, the dead, the Ummah will always be sad and grieving. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he gave the wonderful suggestion, why not we start with the Hijrah to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that suggestion was suggested by who? By Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Then that was agreed upon. So now Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Hijrah, when he, the Master alayhi salam, entered Medina Munawwara, it was Rabiul Awwal. So now when to make the starting point? Okay, we will work with Hijrah, but starting point. Then he, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, he suggested, let's go backwards and see when the real preparation was done and so forth. And then he suggested we start our Islamic calendar from Muharram. One, it is from the four sacred months. Two, it is the month of Qudumul Hujjaj, the Hajis are returning back and so forth in the good old days. So all this, yeah, then there was ijma and consensus, and this was in the 16th year of the Hijrah, Gregorian calendar 637. Formally now, that the Islamic calendar was always there, but the practical implementation took place during the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu warda, in the 16th year, corresponding to 637 Gregorian calendar. Who suggested Hijrah? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Who suggested start from Muharram? Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. So this is how Almighty Allah teaches us through wahi revelation. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin. Authentic hadith Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Mustad Ahmad. Follow my way and follow the way of the rightly guided khulafa. Therefore, the masla and fatwa is this. It is farz-e kifaya for us to use the Islamic calendar. Therefore, you will see in my programs, I don't normally mention the Gregorian calendar. People know that. We must say, like today, nowadays tafsir, today, inshallah, we will be completing surah. So, Hashr, inshallah, verses 18 to 24, inshallah al-Aziz. So, we will say, today is the 28th, remember, of Zulhijjah 1443. So we must give currency to the Islamic calendar, Islamic date. At home, our masajid, our madaris, our Muslim schools, schools and so forth, so on. So that is, if nobody does it in the whole town, whole city, everywhere, kulluhum athimun, then everybody becomes a sinner. So we must always see how this English and British and whoever, they took their Gregorian calendar, so many inconsistencies, but everybody now uses it almost in the world. So that is what we should learn as well. And another added dimension is also good to mention, that people say, then why you use the lunar calendar? So, you know, so easy answer for that is this, that you take you take my life now. I'm in my mid-60s already. So I went through two complete cycles. Ramadan, mid-summer we kept fast, mid-winter we kept fast, all the seasons we kept, all these type of things here. So our Eid, our fasting, our Hajj, all that, remember. So Allah Ta'ala lets it rotate so everybody gets a fair chance. Now compare, juxtapose that with who? With the Christians, for example. 25th December and 1st January. If you're in South Africa, 50, 100, 200 years also, nothing, you will experience only summer. So that is why, because it's the summer months. You go to Canada, America, I was there, that's why I know in 2000. It's so cold, you can't even go out of your house. It's minus 15, minus 18, minus 20 in certain parts, and sometimes even more. So the whole life you will experience like that. So that is Islam. Islam brings a justice to nobody can complain why our fast is 18, 20 hours, yours is 8 and 10 and 12 hours. So Allah lets it rotate. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. We rotate it amongst people, so you have the justice system for everybody. So that is always the beauty of Islam.
Mufti Saab, what is the, or when is the, when did the Islamic calendar, when was it implemented, and what is the background to it?
Yeah, I gave you all that now. So remember, in the 16th year it was implemented, the year 637. Maybe what I should do is, remember, go through each one of the 12 lunar months. So Muharram, because today the people, sometimes even ulama and scholars, they pronounce it and they write it also upside down and incorrectly. So Muharram wataha. So what's the meaning of Muharram? It means to be sacred. So I told you the reason and all that just now. Safar. One is safar with a seen, and that is to go on a trip, on a journey and travel. One is safar with a sword, and that is the man safar. So safar means to be empty. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that la safara, meaning the people in the days of Jahiliyyah, pagan days, pagan, the paganism. So they used to say, even our Indian people, many of them till today, they say, ke bo musibat che, ke lot of problems, disaster, calamities, catastrophes. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la swafara, no suffering in suffer, no calamities in suffer. Ups and downs in life you'll get in every month. So we must reject that belief, that you can't get married in Muharram the first 10 days or so. That is the Kuffar Shia's way of thinking, not our way. Our people say you can't marry on the 13th of Safar or the month of Safar, the marriage will break and so forth. It's wrong all that. La Safara, there's no bad omen, bad luck during that. Islam rejects all that. It's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So S-A-F-A-R, Safar. And thereafter Rabi'ul Awwal, on this day's ijma, Mustafa sallallahu, ijma means consensus, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Mubarak Milad, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was in Safar, it was in Rabiul Awwal, was in Rabiul Awwal. Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the birth Mubarak in Rabiul Awwal. The demise of the Master alayhi sallam, Rabiul Awwal. And entering Medina, and on the time and occasion of Hijrah, also Rabiul Awwal. All this, there's consensus on it. What is the meaning of Rabi'ul Awwal? The beginning of spring. So when spring was starting, so then remember these names were given and so forth. So Rabi'ul Awwal, then Rabi'ul Akhir or Rabi'ul Thani, anyone you can choose there. The ending of the spring. So now spring is coming to an end. So there. Then Jumad al-Ula. See how many ulama pronounce it wrong. Jumada with a dhamma, pesh on the jim. Jumada. Jumada al-Ula, Jumada al-Ukhra, Jumada al-Akhira, Jumada al-Saniya, all are acceptable. So Jumada, so that's the time the water was freezing. They had the freezing time water, you know, it gets so cold and so forth, that the water is freezing. So that's the initial season. And then Jumada al-Akhira, Jumada al-Ukhra, so that will be when the water season, the pre-freezing is going to end and so forth. So that is why they kept these names also. So Muharram, Safar, Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Ukhra, 6 months. I'll give you the other six now. That at this point Allah just put in my mind, one thing I have to mention. It was always my tamanna, my wish, my desire that I must have a book or I must have something, you know. And that's how the book, my milestones came into existence also. But a greater one than that is our Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. Allah Ta'ala reward him, mashallah. Amen. That for 2-3 years he did this, mashallah. And then I used to check and verify and fix and you know, just make certain amendments and changes. So that for every day of the year, for every day of the year, so any day you take, which important event, when significant incident took place on that day, from 1st Muharram to 30th of Zulhijjah, and we have it on our website. So that's a great contribution. First time in English this has been done. You go to my website or you go Markaz Sahaba, www.markazsahaba.com, or mine, www.muftiakhussain.net, you will find it. So any day you want to know what is the incident, so like you, Malana, you should be using this. So it will be very good that in that way you inform the people that what happened during this day, what happened during this day, and so forth. Obviously, it's tariq that sometime you will find some scholars, muarikhin, say that it took place this day, some will say that day, but at least we have an idea. So that is very, very important as well. So that is now we finish 6 months. Then you have Rajab. Rajab, from time of Jahiliyyah in those days, it was a very, very sacred month. So therefore, Rajab. And it's one of the four sacred months, as we told you already. Then Sha'ban. If you study Quran, Surah 49, verse 13, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min zakariyu wa unsa, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila. Shu'ub, we made you into nations and tribes. So nations mean different branches. So Sha'ban, there are different branches of doing good and righteous deeds and actions. So that is why it's called Sha'ban. There's fasting there. There's Laylatul Nisfim in Sha'ban there. So a lot of actions to do and so forth and so on. Preparation for Ramadan. It's called the month Shahrul Qurra. The month where the Qari Sahib, the Hafiz Sahib has to start preparing now. Make the door and make the tajweed, everything up to date, because next month is Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak is the only month mentioned in the Noble Quran explicitly. Surah 2, verse number 185. Remember, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fi al-Quran. But what is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahriqu zunub, to burn the sins, to incinerate it. So that is the meaning of Ramadan with the dua'at, not Ramazan, like how our people say, Ramadan. So that is how we must learn the pronunciation properly. Shawwal, shikar marna, shikar karna. So now you know the next 3 months, no more hunting, no more fighting, no more combat. So now you get ready to go for your hunting and preparing everything. So that is Shawwal. If you look at literally, Shawwal means the tail of the animal is rising. You see, hey, Rafa'a Zanabuhu. So now the tail, it means now it's getting ready to go and hunt and attack and so forth, the prey. So that is Shawwal. So you just say hunting. Easy translation. That is now the 10th month. Zulqa'adah, Zulhijjah explained. Zulqa'adah, the month of sitting. So sitting meaning no more war, no more combat and all these things there. So that is what we should understand. And then Zulhijjah, then is the month of the Hajj and so forth. So these are the 12 lunar months, and we must know the meanings and pronunciation, especially Jummah Dal-Ula. Our people, I see ulama also, they write Jamada and all. It's not right that. Jummah Dal-Ula, Jummah Dal-Thaniya, Jummah Dal-Ukhra, Jummah Dal-Akhira. So we should try and teach our family, our children, our students that what is correct, inshallah.
Listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to this program. Mufti Sahab, what is the meaning of Nasi'?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about the Islamic calendar in Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36. In the very next verse, Almighty Allah states, Surah 9, verse 37, Innaman nasi'u ziyadatun fil kufri. Remember that nasi means ta'khir, intercalation they call in English. It's all big words, just leave that out. So it means postponing the month. You know what they used to do in the days of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic days, the day of paganism, that this is what they used to do. That now they know Shawwal, now the war is on. So the next month is Zulqa'dah. They say, no, let's just carry on. So now we make it Rabiul Awwal, we make it Rabiul Akhir, we make it Rajab. Rajab is one of the sacred months, you can't. So, by mistake I said that. So we make it Jumad al-Ula. So, like that. So now they just, and then when that month comes, then they say that is Zulqa'dah. So this is how they used to play with the months and that. See what Allah says. Innaman nasi'u ziyadatun fil kufri. They were kafir, non-Muslim, kufar, and this just added to that. Now, why is important for us to understand this here? If you look at Saudi Arabia, I mean, everybody looks at them because Haramain Sharifain is there, Makkah Mukarrama is there, Madinah Munawwara is there, and remember, for Hajj, Umrah, you can't go anywhere else in the world, you have to go to Makkah Mukarrama. So, obviously, people have love and desire to go Madinah Munawwara, so that we all want to go, obviously. So, but if you look at their past 35, 40, 45 years history, and we got it documented, how many a time Nasi was involved, remember that. So what is the meaning of Nasi in their context, the Saudi regime context? It's not from now, from long, 40 years plus. So I give you 2-3 easy examples, and nobody can deny this. 1984, Ramadan, they had 28 days. Now imagine one day of Ramadan that they say no. They made mistake. After Eid, the imams announced Eid day. After 28 days fasting, next day, then in this week, keep one day qaza, finish. Now, how can you make such a mistake? It's a real indictment. It shows how hopeless, useless you are. So that is 1984. 2004, it was that time when Bush, it was his own inauguration, we were in Makkah. So the announcement was made that Hajj is on this day. Let's just say Thursday, whatever it is. After 3 full days, then the announcement was made that no, somebody saw the moon in some remote jungle and all that. It took him long to come and so forth. Some fairy tale story they saw. So they brought Hajj one day early. You see, that is Nasi. So remember, you make it late, you make it early, you play with it, Taqdim, Ta'khir, and all these things, yeah? So that, this is 2004. So they play just that, no. The Americans say, no, you can't have it in this. This year, Hajj, this year, 1443, that the Hajjis are happy Friday Hajj and so forth and so. But if you go and see properly, then how old was the moon that in Saudi? It was 10, 11, 12 hours old. So when the moon is 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 hours, how you can see it? So remember, but they know masses are asses, al-awam kal-an'am. Just announce Jummah, Hajj, Arafat, and they will be elated, delighted, excited, and so forth. So this is how they manipulate it. Your Hajj is done, remember that. The sin is on them. It's not only from now. I told you the incident before, I'm sure of it, that we were invited to go, you must remember, for becoming qazis, you know, judges. So after Hajj, we were 15, 16 ulama. So from Durban, yeah, there, all that. I was with CII and from Cape Town and so forth. So anyway, they all were single. So after Hajj from there, they went to Riyadh. And I was with my wife. So I even went to that person, the sheikh. I told him, what must I do? He said, yeah, you can just go with your wife. Then he realized, no, it'll be a problem. He said, no, that you must go there and go to the embassy. We will send them the letter and whatever you want. So when I came back, then I went to the embassy, all these things here. And so, anyway, cut long story short, I went. Jeddah, Riyadh, like that, and so forth. So when we came there, I was there in time for the lectures and so forth, all with Allah's help and mercy. So they take you every day to meet different shuyukh. So one day they took us to meet Mufti Al-Am, the same one, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh. So we ask him which day is Ashura. So for example, he say Wednesday. You see, example. So that same day or the next day, they take us to meet Sheikh Salih Al-Luhaydan. He's the Reis Qazi, the Chief Justice. So we ask him which day is Ashura, I say Thursday. Both sheikhs are sitting in Riyadh. Both of them are the big chiefs. One is the Chief Justice and one is, you must remember, the Mufti Am, the Grand Mufti. Both of them say different days. And he told us in a conference, the Sheikh Grand Mufti, that 8 months of the year we don't see the moon, laysa fiha ahkam. That was his words. That we don't see because there's no ahkam. So but there's no ahkam, then therefore in Muharram you make such a mess. The people don't know when is Ashura. Imagine. Therefore I say that I can never agree with any Maulana, Mufti, Sheikhul Islam, Grand Mufti, who says that we in different countries must follow Saudi. Saudi's track record, beside MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, I'm telling you, for past 40 years, 45, and it's documented by the Arab scholars themselves, that 1 year, remember, they were scholars, they were there from, you know, London and so forth. So my student was there also, Sheikh Suleiman Ghani. So he told me, they're going. I said, I'm coming with you. He said, fine, but don't ask any questions, because they got the names of all the delegations. So I said, fine. But Allah could Karnata, you know, fa'alu lima yurid. So there was one professor there, and he could speak good English, you know. He studied in America, all that. So we just started speaking this normal things. Then I told him, man, you know, professor, if you don't mind, like, you know, that I want to ask you a few questions. He said, yeah, let's sit there. But he told me, no recording, no camera. I said, I got nothing by me. I can't record you. I don't want to. And I promise you, I won't do it. And he gave me his card also. That card must be lying somewhere. I told him in 84, you'll had this, you know, 28 days, Ramadan. 2004, you'll change the date after 3 days. 1 year Ramadan, I was there, 14 minutes only, the moon was born. And then was iftar time. So I told everybody, obviously, that tomorrow we're going to fast, and tonight will be Taraweeh. Lo and behold, Isha time, they announced tomorrow is Eid. 14 minutes, never mind 14 hours, 14 minutes. I was there, so you must remember. So what a mockery they make, you must remember. So all this is nasi in the modern day and age. We must understand these things here. So therefore, we say the best is the kulli baladin ru'yatuhum, or you extend it, you know, to the countries from where you get reliable information, and you know it is according to Sharia. There's no politics being played and so forth and so on. That's very important.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to Ashura, what is the significance of Ashura?
Ashura, remember, from time immemorial also, if you study the ahadith, you will find that these are the authentic ahadith in Bukhari Muslim, that Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people, Allah Ta'ala rescued them, and the Fir'aun, the Pharaoh and his people, Allah Ta'ala drowned them. So, Anjallahu Musa wa qawma, wa aghraqa Fir'aun wa qawma, Allahu fihi Musa wa qawma, and wa aghraqa Fir'aun wa qawma. All different words you find. So the Pharaoh and his crone is drowned on that day, and Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and them were rescued. So therefore, even the Jutlas, the Jews, they fast and all that. So when Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah, they used to fast, and the fast initially before Ramadan was compulsory also. Then when Ramadan fasting became compulsory in the second year of the Hijrah, This Ashura fast, remember, became what we will say Sunnat and so forth. So it is, that is the background to it and so forth. Thereafter, remember, if you go still further into the history, then you will find in the days of Jahiliyyah that they attach so much importance to Ashura that they would change. You must remember the ghilaf, the kiswa of the Kaaba Musharrafa on Ashura day also, because it was so important for them and so forth. So that is Ashura, and the hadith is sahih. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Ibn Majah, various compilations, that Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ahtasibu ala Allah ayyukaffira sanat allati qablaha. I hope and I expect Almighty Allah Jalla wala to forgive the sins of the past 1 year, that is the Sagair, the minor sins. So that is finished Ashura. Now we need to go to one more aspect and then we can continue. So remember, if somebody passes away on a Friday, what you will say? Like Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, we will say the man passed away in 1999 on a Friday in Ramadan, and he was reading Quran Sharif, he was Saim, he was fasting, and then he passes away. So we will see how Allah Jalla Wala elevated him, that he passed away. One is Friday, one is Ramadan, he was fasting, reading Quran Sharif, reading Surah Yasin, all that. You, and then furthermore you will say, yeah, Salatul Janaza for him was read in the Haramain Sharifain. I was there, 1999, 27 night. He passed away before that 3-4 days, in the last 10 days. So you say, so you don't say Friday became important or Ramadan became important because Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi Hazrat Maulana passed away. You don't say that. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah, so Rabiul Awwal. So now 50 years later, that it is Ashura, it is Friday, it is 61 years after the Hijrah. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, sibtu Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved grandson Nawasa of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Maidan Tufuf. I went there in 2000. So the place is called Tufuf, where the battle took place. And remember, the area is called Karbala, the country is Iraq. So there on that, so 100% Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu passed away, and his people Shuhada. And remember, it was a very, very tragic and sad incident and so forth and so on. So all that happened. But you don't distort the fact that how our people do. Say Ashura became important because of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein. That's wrong. That is Shia propaganda. They kuffar, they say that. We say Allah elevated Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu more and more. Al-Hasan wal-Hussein Sayyid Da Shabab Ahlil Jannah, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, they are the leaders of the youth in Jannah, you must remember. So that is what we say, Allah elevated them. So Allah elevated him. Even Sayyidina Hassan, he passed away in the year 4950. He was poisoned and so forth, what ulama have written. So he also is like Shaheed. So the point I want to make, we must not distort the facts and so forth. That is very important.
Mufti Sahib, regarding the differences of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the differences of Ahlu Shia, what are they?
You must remember that if you're speaking about Muharram, because Muharram is the most important time for the Shias. So I'll tell you my own experiences, then you'll understand. First time in our life, we went to go study. Now overseas, I went in 74. After 6-7 months, and that was Ramadan. So now, was Muharram, not Ramadan. So after a few months, I can't remember exactly. But anyway, it was now Muharram. So I know Ramadan was after 6 months because I went for Umrah also. So then my parents came and so forth. So then anyway, after that, the Muharram came. So suddenly you see the cinemas, the bioscopes, all got black cloths. So I'm wondering what's happening there. So you must remember, anybody, foreigner will say, what is it? No, that the cinema bioscopes are all very sad. So for 10 days they close. shows. Now imagine what a mockery that is of Sayyidina Hussein and the Shuhada e Karbala and so. But this is the Kufar Shia, their mentality. Then Ashura day, they will go and, you must remember, hit themselves and they'll give water and all that, Sabil, 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 all these type of things here. So now if you study properly and you remove the blinkers and you do objective study, you will know this hitting of themselves on 10th of Ashura, 10th of Muharram and so forth. They re-enacting, as they say, you know, they want to play out Ashura again, that this is what happened and so forth and so on. And they blame everybody else, the Ahlu Sunnah, beside themselves. But I give you 3-4 incidents, and none from our books, all from their books, that who are the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein, who martyred him? That's a valid question. Man qatala Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu arda. So you go to Al-Irshad, is a book of the Shias. The author is Sheikh Mufid. Sheikh Mufid is not a small person in Shias. He's a big person, big scholar, and so prominent scholar. So he writes, I read the text for you. Inna al-Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi. That he raised his Mubarak hands before his martyrdom on the Friday there in Karbala, and he cursed the Shia. Who's cursing who? Sayyidina Hussein is cursing the Shia. Then the dua, Allahumma in matta'tum ila heen fafarriquhum firaqa. Ya Allah, if you let them live for a long period, make them into splinter, splinter, splinter groups. See today how many groups they are. They themselves are confused, they don't know. Wala tardal wulatu anhum abada. See, even today. So remember Muqtada Sadr going in and then they barging into the parliament building and what have you there in Iraq. So they will always have trouble. Like how Quran says about the Jutlas and the Jews. Surah 59 verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. So the Shia, because Shia and Yahud are the same. Abdullah bin Sabah is a Jew, is mentioned in their book Rijal ul-Kashi. So he's the founder of Shia'ism. So the first thing we say, that the Shias murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Therefore Sayyidina Hussein cursed them. Why will he curse them if that is not the case? Who is the eyewitness who saw everything? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's beloved son, Hazrat Zainul Abidin. Shias, you must remember, first they say, this is Shia terminology, Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, then Imam Zainul Abidin, the fourth one, then Imam Baqir, then Imam Jafar. So that is the top six, the first six, right? So he, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's son, is Hazrat Zainul Abidin. I've got the book by me. They sent it to me. So you must remember this. He posed the question to the Shia after the martyrdom of his father. Innakum akhadhtumul ahda wal mithaq. You 20,000 more or so, you all took the pledge, covenant on my father. You told him you're going to help him, fight with him and so forth. Thumma taraktumuhu fakadaltumuhu. You left him and you deserted him. Tomorrow, how will you face the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Wa huwa yaqulu lakum, he habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell you, you the Shias, you qataltum itrati, you murdered my grandson. Itra means my family. Wantahaktum hurmati, our family has an exalted rank and status, you desecrated it. Qulla as'alukum alayhi ajra illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. He's 100% part of the Ahlul Bayt, and you went to murder him, you went to desecrate and you went to destroy that lofty exalted rank. Falastum min ummati, you don't belong to this ummah, you don't belong to the Muslim ummah, you out. They say, the Shias, this is also another topic you must know, that should we use the term Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Jafar, Imam all that? that. Permissible is permissible, but is it desirable? No, it's not good. Because when the Shias use the term Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, they mean Imam Ma'asum, the infallible, the even greater than the prophets and messengers. It's written clearly in their books, I have it. So you must remember, rather use the word with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used, Al-Hassan wal-Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. They are the leaders, they are the Sayyids of the youth in Jannah. During the lifetime, Nabi Alayhi Salaam said, this hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi, the next hadith I'm quoting in Bukhari. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving advice to Sahaba, say the Hassan is on a member. Then what Nabi Alayhi Salaam says, Inna ibni hadha Sayyidun, that is a Sayyid. So we must use these words, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, and so forth. So Hazrat or Sayyidina, he Zainul Abideen, he told them, you don't belong to this ummah, you are out, you see. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will tell you that. And they say whatever the Imam says, 100% right. So he's right what he said, we agree with him. Then the daughter of Sayyidina Hussein, his honorable mother, Sayyida Fatima Al-Kubra, and his daughter, Sayyida Fatima Al-Sughra. And if you want this references, is mentioned in the Shia Kitab Al-Ihtijaj by Tabrasi. So remember that in Tabrasi is the author, and the book is Al-Ihtijaj. So she, Sayyida Fatima Al-Sughra, the younger one, she cursed them and said, for the Shias, La'anatullah alaykum tabballakum. قَتَلْتُمْ أَبِي الْيَوْمِ كَمَا قَتَلْتُمْ جَدِّي بِالْأَمْسِ. Today you martyred, murdered my father, like you martyred and murdered my grandfather, Sayyidina Ali. See, in their books is written. Then she cursed them and everything. In the ending, what they did, the Shias, then they said, they read poetry. قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي عَلِيِّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَةٍ وَرِمَاحِ. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein, Sayyidina Ali, and yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhuma, and we used the swords and the spears, remember, that were made in India and so forth and so on. So that is where you, and this also you will find in the books of Ihtijaj of the Shias. So therefore, and the book they gave me, Imam Zainul Abideen by Muassasa al-Balagh, printed in Iran, in there also is written like that. So therefore, who are the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein is the Shias themselves. And therefore, till today, they just cry and hit themselves and all. Is the curse of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu on them. So inshallah, just now will be the news. So there'll be the news, inshallah, and so forth. So before the news, let me just give you the lineup. So the heart present. So I don't know what's a heart present, but anyway, present from the heart or whatever. So Mufti Yaqub Wali between 12 and 1, and then 12 that we. Or 12 to 12:30 it is. Then 12:30 to 1 will be Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu by Muhammad Dawood Siddat. Then 1:05 to 1:30 will be Surah Hashar, and that is verses 18 to 24. Inshallah, we'll complete the Surah. 1:30 to 2, Surah Namal, verses 76 to 82. And then 2 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:40 will be, inshallah, that will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A, and then the dua, and then 4 to 5 the Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haqsab talk inshallah, and then 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub, 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the tafsir Surah Hashr verses 18 to 24, 7:30 to 8 Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimahullah's advices, and 8 to 10 the discussion, and that is with Maulana Arafat and Maulana Salim Kareem, and that will be between 8 and 10 tonight, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We head on now with our news with Brother Suleiman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.